approximately 1:50 a.m. Gardaí at Milford received an urgent call to attend at a house at Drumacanoe Churchill. On our arrival, we discovered the body of the deceased in the toilet area of that particular house. And from initial investigations until yesterday afternoon, preliminary inquiries were carried out in relation to the circumstances of how the body had come to be there and the circumstances of the death. And as a result of a post-mortem examination carried out yesterday afternoon by the state pathologist, Professor Mary Cassidy, our inquiries were upgraded at that stage to a murder investigation.
In a situation like this, Superintendent, when there is a death that's unexplained, what would be the normal protocol?
Well, as per normal in relation to sudden death situations, we would notify the coroner in relation to the death, and at that stage we would carry out preliminary inquiries to establish the circumstances of how the person possibly came by their death, and at that stage certain decisions have to be made in relation to whether post-mortem examination is carried out at local level or whether we request through the coroner the services of the state pathologist. I suppose in this case, our preliminary inquiries dictated that the services of the state pathologist were required, and Professor Cassidy carried out that examination for us yesterday afternoon.
And how were you alerted to this sudden death, Superintendent?
Well, we received an urgent call via telephone to Milford Station requesting our attendance at the actual scene. Believing that a male was dead at the particular scene.
So it's following the post-mortem that this indication has come to you that this was a suspicious death?
Certainly, Sean, yes. As a result of our preliminary inquiries, and as I said earlier, as a result of the post-mortem examination, our investigations have now been upgraded to a murder investigation.
And Superintendent, can you tell us something about the deceased?
The deceased is a gentleman by the name of Seamus Doherty. He's from Drumacanoe, Churchill. He would be a well-known gentleman in the particular area. And the house where his body was found is his own home dwelling.
And did he live alone?
No, he lives with family members, Sean. Certainly know from our initial inquiries that he was in the Letterkenny area the afternoon of Saturday, the 16th of June. We have sightings of him around the town right through the afternoon up until we believe he left the town sometime around possibly 9:30 to travel to his home. And I suppose at that stage then there were other people with him in the house, and we are carrying out preliminary inquiries in relation to that particular aspect of the actual death. But I suppose, at this moment in time, I suppose initially our sympathies go out to the family of the late Seamus Doherty. It's an extremely tragic situation, a traumatic death, and certainly from that point of view, we extend our sympathies to his family and surrounding friends. But from our own point of view, Sean, certainly at this moment in time, we're appealing for any witnesses that can help us trace the last movements of Seamus from his time in Letterkenny late afternoon on Saturday the 16th up until such times as we received the urgent call for assistance on the morning of the 17th of June.
And the manner in which it's believed that he died, Superintendent, is there any suggestion that a weapon was used?
At this moment in time, Sean, we're not really releasing any of the more delicate circumstances of how he actually died. But I can confirm he suffered a traumatic death, and that we're happy that his death is unexplained, and for that reason we have upgraded our investigations to a murder investigation.
Okay, so you're keen to hear from anybody who may have information?
Certainly, Sean. He would be a well-known character around the Churchill and around the Letterkenny areas. I suppose he was described as a gentleman of about 5'9" in height, of medium build. White hair, he had a sort of a white goatee-type beard. And in all fairness, he would have been well-known around Letterkenny, and we certainly are appealing to anyone that may have seen him on their travels on the afternoon of Saturday right through to such times as he made it to his home, either late Saturday evening, night time, into the early hours of Sunday morning the 17th when we received it.